Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Rain, animals. I wonder if this is how Noah got his start.
The levee is about to collapse.
Take a look at that creek.
Maybe we better do your prayer thing first.
Grab hold of my belt. I'm going in.
Jess, jump!
She's not going to make it. I won't be able to catch her.
Now.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Mike.
We were wondering where you were.
I-40 is washed out. I had to take the back way.
Oh, well, you're just in time for dinner.
Oh, great.
Yeah, maybe not so great. It's Lisa's turn to cook again.
Hey.
So how are the animals doing?
Yeah, for the most part, good. But the ostriches are getting pretty nervous.
Yeah, they've been cooped up in the barn for 6 days now.
Seven.
What's that, Janelle?
It's been 7 days. It started raining the day after Jessica and I got here. That makes it seven.
Hey, Winona. What's wrong, girl? Well, come on up. Yeah, there.
Looks like the ostriches aren't the only ones getting nervous.
Lisa, honey, I've asked you before. Please don't feed Winona at the table.
But, Mom, she thinks she's one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do, don't you? It's like she's my sister or something.
And if you look closely enough, you can see the resemblance.
Very funny.
Lisa.
Oh, all right. Sorry, girl, you better get down.
Jessica's worried about the baby mountain goat.
Was there a problem with him, Jessica? Jessica?
I don't think it's really a problem. He's just skittish, you know, like all the others.
She says it's worse than that. She's really concerned.
Was that true? Jessica?
Jesse, no offense, but you'd sure make talking to us a lot easier if you'd just, well, you know. Talk?
Nick?
Why do you have to keep on using your sister like she's some sort of interpreter or something?
Nick, maybe this is something we should talk about at another...
I'll get it.
No, I have it, hon. It might be Whit. He's upriver checking on the letter.
All I'm saying is that me and Mike...
Hello, the Mulligans.
It's like she doesn't even acknowledge we're here.
Yes, Whit.
It's Mr. Whittaker.
Still rising, huh?
Oh, dear.
No, weatherman says there's no let-up in sight. Not yet. Right. Well, thanks for the heads up. No, we'll add some more sandbags around the house and sit tight. That's about all we can do. Right, and pray. You're certainly right about that. Well, thanks again, Whit. And keep us posted. Bye-bye.
The river's still rising?
Yeah, another foot in the past hour. They don't know if the levee will hold.
What are we gonna do?
Well, nothing for right now. That's why we've been sandbagging around the house.
And why we've been praying.
What's that, Jessica?
She was just wondering what God's done for anyone lately.
I'm sorry, what do you mean? Jessica? Jessica?
Look, why don't you just talk to him, okay? I mean, you talked to Tracy and Lisa and Janelle just fine. So why not just talk to me and Mike? I mean, what's the big deal?
Nick!
What? Why can't you just talk to us like a real...
Jessica?
Jessica! Sweetheart, where are you going? Jessica!
Nice work, bonehead.
What?
I'll go find her.
Hey. She's my sister. I'll take care of her.
And she's part of our family, so I'll help. Jessica!
That's too bad.
What? What did I do?
Oh, come on. We'd better head outside and get started on those sandbags again.
What about dinner?
I'm sorry, Trace. Maybe later. We should finish up as soon as possible. Come on, Nick.
But what did I...
Come on.
Well, Winona, looks like it's just you and me, girl. Oh, sure. Come on up. Oh, and pass the mashed potatoes, will you, please? No, no, no! Ah! Oh, actually, I was hoping you'd pass them in the bowl. No, 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 I'll get the gravy myself. No, really, but thanks.
You really think these sandbags are going to work?
Well, probably.
probably, I could stand a little more convincing than probably.
Sorry. Between these bags and our prayers, we should be okay. And even if we're not, we'll still, you know, we'll still be okay.
Because of God.
Whatever happens, he's got the situation in hand. It's going to be for the best.
You know, that's something I've been wanting to ask you and Tracy. Ever since I moved in, all I hear about is God this and God that.
Is that a problem?
No, not really. I think it's kind of, well, you know, quaint.
But you don't necessarily buy it.
Well, I don't not buy it either. It's just that,
No, go ahead, Nick.
Well, how can you trust a God who threatens to wash away your whole house in a flood? Or causes your daughter to be born blind? Or makes Jessica such an emotional basket case?
Well, those are good questions.
I was hoping you might have a few good answers.
Oh, I have a few.
Such as...
Well, I know that with people like Jessica, it's not always God's doing. Sometimes bad things happen because of man's sinful nature.
Well, what do you mean?
Whit says Janelle and Jessica's father was very abusive. So now, as a defense, Jessica doesn't trust men.
Ah, so that's why she won't talk to you or me.
Exactly.
But if God is who he says he is, he could have stopped her all man, right?
Well, yes, he could have. But then you run into something called free will. A lot of times God allows people to do what they want because of his honor and respect for the human free will.
Even if it means people getting hurt?
That's right.
That's a lot of respect.
Yes, it is. God's a gentleman. He'll not barge into anyone's life unless he's asked.
But what about this storm? Or Lisa? Or...
I can't always figure out why bad things happen, Nick. And to be honest, that's really not my job.
So, what is your job?
My job isn't to ask why bad things happen. It's to figure out how I can use those bad things. How I can grow from it, learn from it. Or how I can help others through it.
I don't know. If you ask me, that sounds pretty simplistic and...
childlike?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean no offense.
None taken. Actually, that's exactly the type of trust God wants us to have. Oh, sure, he expects us to use common sense, you know, to put the sandbags around the house, but he also wants us to trust him. Even when bad things happen, he wants us to trust him with the same trust as a little child has for his loving father. I can't prove his love to you, Nick, but I can tell you this. In all of my life, he's never let me down. Not that there haven't been tough times, you know, confusing times, but in the past 42 years, the Lord has never forsaken me. Never. And I doubt he'll do it in the next 42.
Well, if he does, I hope he doesn't start tonight.
I hear that. Now toss me another bag, will you?
Okay, here you go. Oh, sorry. I forgot. You did say you were 42, didn't you?
Right. And if you're not careful, it's going to happen to you someday.
Boy, I hope not.
Jessica, you out here? Listen, it's not like I can see you or anything. So if you're out here, I could use a little help. Jessica?
Over here.
Where?
In the stall with the baby goat.
I thought you might be there.
Watch it. There's a rake in front of you.
Oh, thanks. So, how's he doing? Well, hello, cutie. You're right. He is scared. It's good you're holding him like that. Probably makes him feel a lot more secure.
His name is Samson.
Oh. Hello, Samson. Listen, in there. I know Nick can come off pretty insensitive. Believe me, I know. But that's just on the outside. Inside, once you really get to know him, well, inside he's pretty cool. Just don't ever tell him I told you that. And Dad's cool, too. You can trust him. In fact, you can trust all of us. I know it's not easy. I mean, I can't imagine what you're going through with your mom in the hospital and everything. But my family, all we want to do is help.
Look, we don't need your help.
I'm sorry, what?
I said we don't need your help.
All right, maybe you don't. Then would you at least, over the next few weeks, Would you at least think about being my friend?
What's some white chick want me as a friend for?
Why wouldn't I?
You figure it out.
Jessica!
Listen, why don't you go back to your privileged little white family in there and leave us alone?
What?
You heard me.
Okay, if that's what you want. You know, Jessica, you're right about one thing. It's true. I really am privileged. I have one major advantage over you.
Yeah, and what's that?
I'm blind. And blind people don't see color too well. Not even when it comes to somebody's skin.
There you are!
What's wrong?
You're dead. He just got another call from Mr. Whitaker. The levee is about to collapse. He wants us all to get together for a family conference right now.
Okay, this is the situation. Mr. Whitaker thinks part of the levee's about to give way.
It's okay, girl. Come on, take it easy. Take it easy.
Now, we can either stay here with the animals and take our chances, or we can leave now and let them fend for themselves.
But they'll panic. They won't know what to do. And some of them could die.
Well, that's certainly a possibility.
And if we stay, some of us could die.
Now let's not panic.
All right, I'm open to suggestions here.
Couldn't we take some of them in the van?
Only a handful at best.
What about herding them down the highway towards Odyssey?
Well, that's the lowest part of the valley, sweetheart. We could all be swept away.
Now, wait a minute. What about the hill behind us in the east pasture? You know, the one above the creek. I mean, it's high enough so no water could get to us. We'd definitely be safe up there.
You mean...
Yeah, we just herd the animals up on top and wait it out.
Hmm. Well, we could be up there all night, though. Maybe longer.
Well, I'm willing to risk it.
Me too.
I don't know. That could get pretty tricky, guys.
Hey, it sure beats leaving the animals here.
That's for sure.
Let's give it a try.
Yeah.
All right, is everybody in agreement then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll release the animals and head them towards the top of the hill.
All right.
Definitely. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah?
Maybe we better, do your prayer thing first, just to be safe.
He's got a point, Dad.
Hey, thanks.
Don't let it go to your head.
Okay, everybody, grab a hand here and let's take a second to pray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, I'm
all right.
Dear Lord, we ask for your wisdom with what we're about to do here. That it not be foolish, but that it be the right thing. And we ask for your protection, too, both for us and for the animals. That whatever happens, we ask that you keep us all safe. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, grab some extra blankets and any rain gear you can find. And meet me in the front of the barn in 3 minutes. That's good, Nick. Keep the ostriches in front. We don't want them spooked by the other animals. But don't, Nick, don't let them spread out like that.
I'm trying. All right, let's go, you bird brains. Move it.
Wait, where's Gus? Where's the baby elephant?
Right here.
Be careful with him, Mom. He's been pretty skittish.
Gotcha. Janelle, sweetie, don't stand behind the llamas. They can deliver a pretty powerful kick.
But they won't move.
Here, use this switch. Not too hard, just enough to let them know you mean business. And stay to the side. Atta girl!
Where's Jessica?
She's over there with Samson and the goats.
That away, Jessica. Nice work. Nick, the birds, they're still spreading out.
I know. Hey, what's she doing? Winona!
It's okay, Nick. She's circling around them from behind.
Well, will you look at that? Atta girl, Winona! Keep them together now.
Looks like you got yourself a helper, Nick.
Yeah, it's just wonderful.
And I hear she works for peanuts.
Ho-ho, very funny, ha-ha.
Rain, animals, I wonder if this is how Noah got his start.
Well, let's just hope we won't need an ark, huh? Hey, you got the cell phone?
Yeah, and Witt's got our number. If there's any news, he'll let us know, right?
Right.
Okay.
All right, officers, let's go.
Okay, guys, let's keep moving. Nice and steady. We don't want any to panic. A nice, easy pace now.
Take a look at that creek.
Boy, I've never seen it so full.
Imagine what it'll be like if the levee breaks.
All right, boys and girls, this is the tricky part. We don't want any accidents. Keep everyone heading up the hill. It's getting pretty steep now, so just take it nice
Jessica!
And...
Jessica, your goat!
Oh, no.
Jess, he's breaking away!
Come here, boys. Samson!
No, Jesse, stay here.
Come back!
Jessica, don't go back down.
Jessica!
Jesse!
Oh,
terrific.
Hello? Yeah, hi, Whit. Yes, about a minute ago. Uh-huh. I see. Okay, thanks. The levee's broken.
Bad?
Bad enough. How long would you guess before it hits down here?
Oh, 2, maybe 5 minutes.
What about Jessica?
Oh, great. Nick, forget the ostriches. I need your help here.
What are you going to do?
There's nothing we can do except go get her.
Hey, what's up?
But Jessica's headed back down the hill.
She's what?
And the levee's just given way. We've got to go get her before the water does.
What's going on here?
Your sister's headed back down the hill after Samson.
Wonderful. I'll go get her.
No, you stay here.
Hey, that's my sin.
You stay here.
What?
Nick and I are going to go get her. You just stay here.
He's right, hon. Listen, they know the terrain. It can be pretty tricky down there. They'll get her. I promise. They'll get her.
Okay, Nick, you head down that far side. I'll start here and meet you at the outcrop of rocks near the stream.
Right.
Michael, be careful. Nick, you guys, be careful. You hear me? Just be careful.
Jessica?
Jesse!
Jesse, Jessica! Any sign of her?
Nothing. Fast, the water's rising.
Yeah, it's from the levee. I'm afraid it's only going to begin to get a lot worse.
Shh.
Help me.
You hear that?
Help me. Somebody help me.
Over there, upstream on the little island. You see her?
Help me.
Jesse.
Jessica, are you all right?
Mr. Mulligan, the water. It's getting higher. I'm stuck.
The levee's giving way, sweetheart. It's going to get a lot higher, believe me.
What do I do?
You can't stay there.
Nick's right. That little mound is going to be covered any second.
Help.
It's too deep to wade in, Mike. There's no way she can swim in that current.
Yeah, you're right. Here, grab hold of me.
What?
Grab hold of my belt. I'm going in.
Are you crazy? The current will wash you away.
Not if you hang on.
Mike.
Jessica, sweetheart.
Mike.
I need you to step into the water, hon. I need you to wade in, then push off toward me as hard as you can.
I can't swim.
You don't have to. Just keep your head up and the current will carry you to me so I can catch you.
What about Samson?
She won't leave without the goat. You know that.
You can hang on to him. Just push off nice and hard so I can catch you.
I'm scared.
I know you are, honey, but you have to trust me. Jessica, listen, you've got to jump into the water and trust me. I won't let you go, I promise.
Jesse, come on, it's getting deeper.
I can't.
Yes, you can. I'll catch you, I promise. I'll catch you.
I'm scared.
I know that, sweetheart.
Jesse, look at your feet. They're already covered in water, and in a few seconds, everything will be. You've got to trust us. You've got to trust Mike.
I can't!
Jessica!
I can't!
Jesse, listen to me. You love Samson, and you wouldn't let anything happen to him, would you? I mean, that's why you took off after him in the first place, right? Well, Mike loves you the same, even more. You love that goat so much that you risked your life to save him. That's what Mike's doing for you. Look at him, Jess. Look how he's risking his life for you. Come on now, Jess. Come on! There's no other way. You've got to trust him and jump in.
You'll catch Samson, too?
I'll do my best, I promise.
It's getting deeper!
Jess, jump! Hurry and jump, now! You got to do it, Jess! Now!
Ooh.
Have it, girl!
No, the other way! Try and push the other...
Help.
She's not going to make it. I won't be able to catch her.
Mike!
Let go.
Mike!
I said let go of me!
Mike!
Let go! You okay, Jess? Jessica.
I was so scared.
I know. It's okay, sweetheart. You're safe now.
Don't let me go. Please don't let me go.
It's okay. I've got you now. I won't leave you, Jess. I'm here. I promise I'll always be here for you. It's okay now. Shh.
Mike. Michael?
Hmm?
It quit raining.
Hmm?
It quit raining. What time do you have?
Just a little before six. It must have drifted off. Huh?
Yeah, like for a couple hours. Look over there. The sun's just coming up. Oh, beautiful, isn't it?
Right now, any sky without clouds is beautiful. How are the kids?
All present and accounted for.
Oh, there you are. I see all the girls are snuggled up nice and cozy.
Yeah, along with most of the blankets.
How's Jessica?
Sleeping like a baby.
Oh, great. And the animals?
Yeah, the same. Except for old banana breath here. Hey, that hurt. Listen, Mike. I've been doing a lot of thinking. You know, since last night, I mean.
About?
You know how we've been talking about God's love and everything?
Actually, I'm afraid I'm the one that's been doing all the talking.
No. No, you've been cool. But you know how you say Jesus loves us so much that he gave up his life for us?
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe that's finally starting to sink in.
What do you mean?
If what you did for Jessica, well, how you jumped in that creek and risked your life for her, if that's the type of love you're talking about, well, I think I maybe see it now.
Really?
And maybe, you know, when you get the chance, it wouldn't hurt for me to hear a little bit more.
You know me, I love to talk.
Definitely one of his favorite pastimes.
Hey.
But do you have to do it so loud?
Well, good morning, Jessica. How are you feeling?
All right, I guess. Except it got pretty cold.
Cold? How could you be cold? You guys used up all the blankets.
Us?
Yes, you.
You're the one who wasted a whole blanket for a pillow.
Hey, it's important you don't chill the hair roots. That's how guys go bald, you know.
Oh, please.
Listen, Tracy and I are going to head back down and check out the house. Will you two keep an eye on the others?
Sure.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Chilled hair roots. Who told you that one?
Hey, I have it on very good authority.
Yeah, right.
Listen, when you get to be my age, there are certain things you learn over the course of your life. Winona, get off. Come on, get off me. Winona, come on now. Hey, this is no fair ganging up on me, guys. Come on. Ow!
It's nice to see a normal relationship starting to develop.
Right, normal.
Well, at least normal for the Mulligans.
Well, somehow I suspect the word normal isn't ever going to really apply to this family.
To us? To the magnificent Mulligans? Oh, I wouldn't be getting my hopes up.
No, I'm afraid not. Well, what say we go check on that house, huh?
I'm with you, partner.
The Apostle John writes in his Gospel that Thomas would not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead unless he saw the nail marks in his hands and touched where the nails were and the hole in his side. Thomas wanted proof to give him faith. When Jesus showed his marks to Thomas a week later, Thomas cried out, "My Lord and my God!" But Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." Like we learned in today's story, believing in what we can't see is hard to do. But the moment comes when we have to decide to let go and leap into the arms of God. Have you ever trusted God like that? Well, don't put it off. The Bible says that the time for faith is now. Now is the day of salvation. We must give up all our reservations and excuses and simply trust in God for our salvation, our lives, our hopes, and our dreams. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. Leap of Faith was written and directed by Bill Myers. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.